Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a schus l'nishmas Rav Yosef Dov, ben Rav Moshe Levi Soloveitchik. It's his yahrzeit, so I thought we would learn some of his Torah. And I just found out today, I don't know where it was all this time. I never seen it before in the Otar HaChachma, but finally found now that I have the Igros HaGrit HaLevi. I wanted to find it in a bookstore and wasn't able to locate it. I think it's out of print a long time already. Baruch Hashem, I have it on the computer. So that's Mamish Simcha Satorah. So this is the Rambam Perakim Hilchas Yisodei Torah Lachates. It's the first shtickle in the Sefer, the big Sefer. A lot to learn. Maybe we'll learn more in the future, I hope. The Rambam says, Mishanasan Einav Beisha V'chol Avinata Lamus. A man who had his eyes on a woman, and he got sick. He was on the verge of dying. And he was on his way to dying, and the doctor said that he has no refuah until he has beer with this woman. Let him die. Let him die and not have beer with her. Even if she was a single girl. And even to speak to her behind a wall. Let him die first, but he shouldn't speak to her. Why shall Yubanos Yisrael hefker? Jewish girls shouldn't be hefker, and people will come chas v'shalom to be paretz barayis, and that's the last thing we want. Memela, he's going to die. He's lovesick, literally lovesick. Let him die. No, pirtza b'arayis. In other words, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf ayin hey, da machloikes, if this din is dafka be'eshes ish, or even with a pnuya, and the Rambam had kapaskint, that this din is even with a pnuya. Ela di esh ledaktik, b'loshen haRambam. The Rambam writes, even to speak to this single girl behind a wall, a fence, we don't tell him to do that. V'yamus, and let him die. And they shouldn't paskin for him to speak to her. So the Rambam is medakdek to write this din. It's talking about the psak of the Beis Din. Beis Din shouldn't paskin for her to speak to him, for him to speak to her. And the Rambam doesn't, it says he paskins the din vis-a-vis the Beis Din. And he doesn't write, Stama Yaharig Val Yavor, let him die. Yaharig Val Yavor, let him die. And not be over this Avera. No. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says the Beis Din shouldn't paskin for him. Whereas in the other dinim, the Rambam says that a person has to be Meiser Nefesh, Yahrig Val Yavor, and it's not Shaykh to the Beis Din. So why Mapitom here, the Rambam says that this is a din that relates to the Beis Din. The Tur and also the Shulchan Aruch omit this din. We have to understand why. Already the Minchas Chinuch asked this question. In mitzvah reish tzadi vav. So it would appear to say as follows, that in this din of nasan einov b'isha, v'chad man di'omar tzorich limsor nafsho yafilu im pnuya. This din of a man who had his eyes on a lady and he got lovesick, according to one opinion, he has to be meiser nefesh. He has to be willing to die, even if she's a single girl. Not even a nida. She's pure. She went to mikveh. Still, he has to be moser nefesh not to talk to her, and certainly not more than that. And even according to the Man D'Yomar, that we're dealing with an Eishes Ish, Dafka an Eishes Ish, and not a regular Pnuya. But this din is even on a dibur below bia, even if it's just speech, without an actual forbidden act. Uvitayma de milse, what is the reason? What is the reason for this? Says the Chan in Psachim, Davov b'dapei harif, dibur hamaschil v'koshe, that it's because Gamalav is rayu de arayos yehoreg vial yavo. Because even accessories to illicit sexual relations, one must first die and not be over. And speaking to this woman is included in Avizrayu. It already gives you a sense of how seriously Chazal felt it was to engage in any type of relationship with a woman. Even platonic, totally platonic. Choyra, we have to understand. There's no Issa d'Oraisa, even with an Issa Shiz, to speak to a woman. And even L'Das HaRambam, Surabia 21:1, that Kiruv Bosor, that we call Negia, is Aso Midoraisa. That's only Kiruv Bosor Mamish. Velo B'Dibur Bilvad. That's only if it's Mamish Kiruv Bosor. But not just speech. Not just speech. It has to be Kiruv Basar. And even if with Dibur there's an Issur D'Rabbanan, but why does one have to die? And an Issur D'Rabbanan, you don't have to be Ma'aser Nefesh. Moreover, with regard to a pnuya, according to one teretz in the Gemara, that the person should die and not speak to her is because of the pagam mishpacha, because of the blemish it'll make in her family. She's used as this object of to satisfy this man's desire. So we have to understand, how is the pagam mishpacha shayich to the din of avizrayu de'arayis and to the din of yehorig val yavo? We also have to understand the Rambam never paskins the din of Avizrayu Yehoreg Val Yavor. And even by Avodah Zorah, the Rambam paskins that a person is only killed for Avodah Zorah Mamish. And even by Gilui Arayos, Rak Barayos Mamish Al Yedei Bia. And yet he paskins this din of Nasan Ein of Beisha. So we have a few Tmiyos Hetzumos here in the Rambam. What's going on here? It's only Din Rabbanon. Where's the Avizrayu? It's only speaking to her. What does Pagam Mishpach have to do with Avizrayu? The Rambam doesn't even paskin Avizrayus normally. My high. So, Soloveitchik answers, and this is not from a letter. Most of the Sefer is a collection of his letters. It's not a letter. This is from his manuscripts, from his Kisvei Yad. That there's loads and loads and loads of them. For whatever reason, they're not being published. Unless not in the meantime. Maybe it'll happen like it happened with another Gadol, that someone will steal it. Not a good idea to steal, but also Soloveitchik is also stolen Torah there, but that's not something that I want to talk about publicly, so I won't. I'll go upon him. I do want to say that it's not right to steal anything, certainly not Torah. So the Shaila is, what's Pshat in this Rambam? Bottom line. So therefore would appear, and again the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring this down, so the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch hold that the whole din of Nasan Einav Bi'isha is not Midin Yehoreg V'Yavur. It's Midin Acher. It's coming from a different place, this din of Misha Nasav Einav Bi'isha. Not from the din of Yehoreg V'Yavur. But rather, Yesh koyach biyad chachomim lakol dovor min ha-toiro lemigdor milso. The rabbis have the power to uproot something from the Torah as a gather, as we see in Yevamos on page 90. And the Rambam had kepaskin tazoi, beperek chov dalet mehilchus Sanhedrin halocha dalet. Yesh lebeizdin, lehalkois, mi she'enoi mechuyev malkois. Velaroig mi she'enoi mechuyev miso. Velo lavor al divrei toira, elalasois siogle toira. Kevin she'roim beizdin, she'portsu ha'om badovor, yesh lem ligdor ulechaze kadovor, kafi ma she'ire lem, hakol bohoraat sha'a, velo she'yikba halacha ledorot. Rambam writes that Beis Din, we've discussed this in the past, this Rambam, the Beis Din has the power to give Malkus, even if someone's not Mechuyev Malkus, and kill somebody who's not Mechuyev Misa. Not to be Oiver and Divrei Torah, Chas V'Shalom, but to make a Siog, to make a fence for the Torah. And when Beis Din sees that the nation has been breaching a certain law, a certain matter, they've been lax. They have to fence in this breach and strengthen the matter as it would appear to them. Everything behoy roas shaw, but not ledoris. This is a value. By the way, this Rambam really opens up a lot of doors. Sometimes, you know, you need to take certain steps, which are not within the bounds of halacha necessarily. But the Rambam says, okay, but you see, you need it for this generation, this time. Not halacha ledoris. You got to do what you got to do, as they say in Broadway. So that's the Rambam. So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch learn that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, all we see is a Maisa Shahoya Be'echad Shenosan Einov Be'isha. A guy saw a woman, he had his eyes on her, and he said, I'm going to die unless I can have some contact with her. Shekach hoiru chachomim. And the rabbi said, all right, let him die. You're threatening us, you're going to die? Die. Die, dayenu. So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch learn, it's not midin yahar gval yavor. Because this din isn't shaykh, it's not even an erva. Rather, it's a hiroas shah mi based in aloisai maisa di yom sva yadabirima. Midin yesh koyach biad chachomim lakor dover minatoire velaroiges mi sheenu imchuyov miso. And if so, so they can kill somebody even if not mchuyov miso. And if so, this isn't shayach to the Yisra of Arayas. Deloy machmas isurahu sheyomus. It's not because of the Isser he's dying, but because of the psak of the Beis Din, that the Beis Din makdim v'inshim lemigdor milsa, and even though it's not of his right, that rice, nevertheless, yahari val yavor. And now we also understand why the Gemara says lechad man deomer, that it's talking about a pinuya mishum pagam mishpocha, since it's not totally b'din arayus, elohu din, behoi roas Beis Din, sheyicholim la'akor, Letzorech, v'gam zehu tzorech. The Beis Din has the right to uproot Letzorech, and this is called Letzorech. This is called Letzorech. And therefore they omitted this din. Because this is not a din ledoiris. It's only a hoira l'shah, loisei maisa. So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are paskening dinim ledoiris, but this is only a din for that specific time and place. In those circumstances, that's the tool in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam argues with the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and he paskins that this din is also a doros. So the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch hold, no, it's only for that time. And that's why the Gemara says, Pagam Mishpacha. Because it's not Tolei B'din Arayis, it's a din the Harah is based in. That they can be Oker Letzarech, and this is also Letzarech. So this is not Ladaris. The Rambam holds, no, it is Ladaris. But he's not arguing on the very essential commentary of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. And he also holds that it's not Shaykh to the din of Yehorek Bal Yavor, it's a din Shal Harah is based in. For another reason. We see in Yevamis, there in the Gemara in Daf Tzadi, that B'Shev Al Taisi Yishkoch B'Elchom Lako Dermen HaTorah Afshu Loil Fisho. If it's Shev Al Taisa, if it's passive, the rabbis can uproot something from the Torah, even not temporarily. And therefore he argues with the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, and he explains that the Sugya in Sanhedrin is telling us a din, and it wasn't only meant for as a temporary measure. Because here it's a Shev Al Taisa, that he shouldn't speak to her, even if he's going to die. And here the Chachamim have Koch, Lakar Davar Men HaTorah, Shalot L'Fisha, even if it's not temporary. And therefore the Rambam paskins the din of Nasan Ein of Beisha, even though he doesn't paskin the din of Av Yisrael. Because this is L'Doros. And this is Sheva Al Tassin. Lo Yedaber Iman, let him die. According to this, we understand but the Rambam normally writes about the person Yehorek Val Yavor, but here the Rambam writes it about the Beis Din. Because it's not a din of Yehorek Val Yavor. It's not Gilei Arayos Bechlam. She's a Pnuya. He's talking to her. But it's a din in Hora's Beis Din, that the Beis Din can uproot Divrei Torah. And therefore the Rambam writes very well that Ein Moirin Loi. You don't tell him to talk to her and let him die. So we have a beautiful Mahalachi on the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that they all agree that it's not a din in Av Yisrael d'Arayis, it's a din in the Beis Din, and the whole Machlokes is it only for that time? That's the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and not L'Doros? The Rambam says, no, it's L'Doros. And how do the rabbis have that power? Because if it's Shev Al Taisa, the rabbis are allowed to uproot L'Doros. Now, Rav Soloveitchik had a famous uncle, Rav Menachem Krakovsky, was a sefer Avidas HaMelech, which is available on Etzer Chochma, and also it's on HebrewBooks.org. The Rambam there, they have various mefarshim, so one of the mefarshim they have there is the Avidas HaMelech. So he writes about it, and then the Rav Soloveitchik comments on what his uncle wrote. He calls him Doidi HaGoin HaMiti. It's a pretty nice moniker. So I hope that we're zeicha to see this in the in a future shir. And he goes weiter in the next shtickle. He has a letter to Rav Henecheges, the Baal HaMarcheshes. He wrote Mamish Bechal. This whole sefer is what the Rav Soloveitchik wrote, B'tzi'irusai. So a lot of incredible Torah here. And we should be zeicha. And hopefully this will start a whole long series of many, many, many shiurim in this beautiful, deep Torah of Rav Soloveitchik. Recently I was reading a sefer about one of the biggest dayanim in Eretz Yisrael, and it said in the sefer he was dealing with a very Haredi man from Bnei Brak. You know, they don't... they have their misgivings about some of Soloveitchik's hashkafas, but it said in the Sefer that he used to love to learn his Torah and then quote him when he would write his Piskei Din, not by name, but, you know, in general, B'Shem Gaon Echad or something like that. Because his Torah was just too good not to learn, so he learned the Torah. And he passed it on. He used it in his work in the Beis Din. So, Ashreinu Shezachinu, and I hope that the Zocha, as the years progress, to more and more and more Torah, published from the Rav's own writings and from his Talmidim, there's so much. Okay, so please stay tuned for more. Bli Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.